This week, there have been huge crowds in Gorleston, near Great Yarmouth, for the filming of a new movie. And at Norwich Airport, there was centenary celebrations to mark 100 years of the Royal Air Force. A group of new houses being built just off Dereham Road has been nominated as one of the 10 best examples of architecture taking shape in the world. There was a traffic jam in Norwich last week when six policemen closed the Prince of Wales Road while they escorted a swan to the river.
A huge roar from the sands at Gorleston as a helicopter whirred overhead, capturing the action. On stage, a pop idol fired up his guitar and belted out the Beatles' classic, Help. And on the sandy sweep, fans tossed giant inflatables above their heads and held aloft signs appealing for Jack, their favourite singer, to notice them. It was a scene played out at least four times over in Gorleston as the Danny Boyle movie, provisionally called Jack and Ellie, and being filmed in multiple locations across East Anglia, came to the sunny seaside. Movie makers had appealed for a cast of thousands, and Gorleston more than answered the call, supplying a multitude said to number more than 6,000 people. Director Mr. Boyle told the crowd it was the biggest gathering of extras ever in the UK and thanked everyone for the patience. He said the film, written by Richard Curtis, was a beautiful story about a man called Jack Malik, who lives in Lowestoft. After an accident, he wakes up in a world where only he remembers the Beatles. He starts playing their music and becomes a massive star. The scene at the Pier Hotel is a homecoming concert he uses to launch his new album, Mr. Boyle said. With coloured flags fluttering on the beach and music playing, there was no need for camera trickery to create a sun-drenched paradise. For most, it was a day to enjoy the stunning location and be part of the cheering crowd.
Centenary celebrations took off at Norwich Airport as people marked 100 years of the Royal Air Force. The airport's links with the RAF stretched back to the start of the Second World War, but even before that, close by at Mousehold Heath, there was a First World War aerodrome. Formerly known as RAF Horsham St Faith, the airport site was first developed in 1939 and officially opened on June 1, 1940, as an RAF bomber station. Many other RAF squadrons were stationed over time at Horsham St Faith, and in September 1942 it was made available to the United States Army Air Force, the 8th Air. Richard Pace, MD of the airport, said the weekend of events was to celebrate the history of the RAF, but also to give a platform to inspire youngsters to join the RAF in the future.
Westminster Abbey, the Royal Academy, the National Museum of Qatar, and just over 100 council houses being built in a street off Dereham Road in Norwich. Strange bedfellows, perhaps, but what the Goldsmith Street scheme has in common with multi-millionaire pound projects around the globe is that its design has been highlighted as among the 10 best examples of architecture taking shape in the world this year. The £17 million scheme of 105 homes, including 45 one-bedroom flats, 40 two-bedroom houses, 3 two-bedroom flats, 5 four-bedroom flats, was picked out by the Times newspaper. The homes, owned and managed by Norwich City Council, will be rented out to people with a housing need. They are being built by R.G. Carter and designed by architect Mikhail Riches. Something setting the housing apart is that it is being built to eco-friendly passive house standards. Ultra-low energy buildings, which need very little fuel for heating or cooling, which also means the people who move in will have cheaper fuel bills. The Times architecture correspondent Jonathan Morrison praised it as the antithesis of all poor quality blocks that were erected in the 1960s and 1970s, and which are again going up in the hundreds across our cities. The development has also scooped RIBA Design Award. Gail Harris, Cabinet Minister for Social Housing at Norwich City Council, welcomed the plaudits, but is just as excited that the council will soon be moving tenants into top quality housing. She said, "I just feel very proud that we have been able to push this forward. When you go into these homes and see the level of detail, you just think it's stunning. What the Times said is recognition of what a good design it is, and this is something quite special. To be named alongside some of these multi-million pound projects around the world shows we have got vision and that we have driven it forward. The homes have been designed with a nod to the terraces of Norwich's Golden Triangle, and each house faces south. Two new L-shaped roads will serve as access to the streets, Goldsmith Street, Haslip's Close, and Greyhound Opening. The homes have gardens, while the flats have balconies, but it is the passive half element which makes the development so forward-looking. Timber-framed homes have insulation pumped into an airtight membrane to prevent heat loss with triple-glazed windows. The homes are also kitted out with a mechanical ventilation heat recovery system. That is essentially a duct which comes into the building with a fan blowing fresh air in and another duct with a fan blowing stale air out. A heat exchanger takes the heat from warm air produced by the likes of washing machines, televisions and body heat. It then transfers the heat to cold air so that all rooms are a comfortable temperature. Each property also has a radiator, just in case a boost is needed. Shading of the setback windows is designed to help keep them cool in the summer months. Council officers estimate that the energy bills of people who live there will be up to 70% cheaper than comparable non-passive house homes.
It all got a bit hot fuzz for Norwich Police when they found themselves escorting a swan down Prince of Wales Road. To keep it safe, they followed it down the road with a police car slowly driving behind them to stop other vehicles from getting too near. Six officers walked behind the bird, waving their high visibility jackets to try to keep it moving. Eventually, it flew off, but not before passers-by had taken pictures and video of the bizarre sight. The scene echoed the 2007 comedy Hot Fuzz, in which Simon Pegg and Nick Frost play two police officers in a rural village. They pursue a swan, which repeatedly evades them. Norwich Police saw the funny side and tweeted, "Just our own Hot Fuzz moment on the Prince of Wales Road, when a swan landed in the middle of the road. Not the usual late-night reveller." The swan ended up flying off unharmed towards the Wensum. Thank you to the public that helped us to keep it safe. It's much appreciated.
Norwich Theatre Royal's chief executive is set to take on a leading role in helping to shape and nurture the arts across 13 counties. In addition to his role at the helm of the City Theatre, Stephen Crocker has been appointed to the South East Council of Arts Council England, the national body which plays a leading role in helping to boost, fund and support the arts across the country. Working with colleagues from across the arts and culture sector and senior local government representatives, Mr. Crocker will use his expertise and knowledge of issues locally, regionally and nationally to help support future strategies. He said, "I'm absolutely passionate about developing the arts and cultural sector, particularly across the east of England, and especially about ensuring it has the widest possible impact and resonance in terms of place, economy and society. This is something we are very much focused upon within Norwich Theatre Royal, Playhouse and Stage 2, through our new ambitious artistic strategy, which focuses on dance, drama, classical music and the creation of extraordinary cultural experiences for the people of Norwich and Norfolk. Our learning and participation team are also working hard to engage with new audiences and provide even more opportunities to those of all ages and backgrounds. Mr. Crocker, who was previously Deputy Chief Executive of the Lowry, has been Chief Executive of Norwich Theatre Royal for 18 months.
A choir has struck a chord for people living with lung disease in Norfolk. The Singing for Breathing group, run by Breathe Easy Norwich, provides support for people living with lung disease as well as their relatives. The group meets twice a month at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to sing, enjoy a cup of tea and interact with others who are living with breathing difficulties and lung disease. Patients with diseases ranging from asthma to emphysema group together and sing renditions of well-loved songs. Their repertoire includes songs like Robbie Williams' Angels, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds and Bill Withers' Lean on Me. Paula Brown, Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital Senior Respiratory Nurse Specialist and lead for the singing group, said, "Research shows that singing has great benefits for those living with lung disease, such as gaining control over breathing, reducing exacerbation of symptoms, improving lung capacity and enhancing well-being."
Scientists from the University of East Anglia have helped discover an active volcanic heat source beneath Antarctica's fastest melting glacier. They are part of an international team to find that a volcanic heat source under the Pine Island Glacier plays an important role in its movement and melting. But the research team says climate change is still causing the bulk of glacial melt. Professor Karen Haywood, the expedition's chief scientist from UEA's School of Environmental Sciences, said, "The discovery of volcanoes beneath the Antarctic ice sheet means there is an additional source of heat to melt the ice, lubricate its passage towards the sea, and adding to the melting from warm ocean waters. It will be important to include this in our efforts to estimate whether Antarctic ice sheet might become unstable and further increase sea level rise."